episode 19 of the World of FPGA podcast. We are looking back on 2023 and then we try an outlook into 2024. Welcome to the World of FPGA podcast. I'm your host, David Kirchner, and I will lead you through the world of FPGA. And now, let's begin. First, I wish you a happy new year and all the best for 2024. Yes, welcome in 2024 and in this podcast. Welcome back after a longer break. Now we start with new episodes. Today, I have a short review and an outlook prepared. And I will use two different categories. I will use private and business for both, for the review and the outlook. So let's have a short review of 2023 and let's start with some private facts. Well, as you maybe know, I'm dad of three kids. Two are at school and one is in the kindergarten. And the last year was, we had a lot of vacations with the whole family, and well, it was not planned exactly like this. It's more or less happens, booked this thing, booked that thing, and well, now we had made a lot of, a lot of vacations. We started with Disneyland Paris, then next we was at Easter in Berzebulten in the Netherlands. At Pfingsten we was in Cologne after my visit of Mike's Freiberufler Camp, Mike Pfingsten. in the summer we were in Croatia. It was unbelievable hot there, nearly 40 degrees, and that over 2 weeks. Well, a little bit too much, but it was a nice and warm summer. Well, and the last 2 weeks we were over Christmas and New Year in Egypt. Well, and in the garden, another private fact, in our garden we started to tear down our terrace. We want to build up a new one. That was in short some private facts. At the business, well, you have heard it here on the podcast and also in seen this on the website. At the beginning of 2023, I have opened the world of FPGA with a very, very big vision, and it was maybe too big, this vision. And I've discussed some reasons why it wasn't it wasn't the best start of this platform, let me say it that way. Just listen to the episode WFP009. I will put a link in the show notes of this episode, and then you can hear the other episode. Well, and till autumn last year, I was working on an MVP, on a minimum viable product that I've created, more or less like a sub element of the big vision. So it's only a small part of my big vision for this platform. And this MVP is a series of online sessions I'm planning and created. And they're all about different FPGA and SoC topics. That MVP I've launched in October, but without any results, okay? My marketing wasn't very good. It wasn't so optimal. So it's, I'm an engineer and less a marketer, but I have to do more marketing. And I'm working on it to bring out my ideas into the world about the world of FPGA. Well, in my engineering office, I had a very interesting troubleshooting mission in an FPGA project to help another freelancer here in Berlin to get his project up and running, and now he is happy and can solve his system. That was my brief review, and now I have a quite a shorter outlook into 2024. Well, I've changed the order because I'm very flexible, so we started with the business topics. Yeah, in 2024 will be my breakthrough year with my platform World of FPGA. That's my that's what I'm working on, and that's what I'm what I believe that 2024 will be the breakthrough year. In February, the next webinar will happen. Then there will be the onboarding for the new members. And yeah, I'm just prepared and I'm ongoing preparing a lot of sessions to be ready for the members. Well, I'm also just at the moment organizing the my first barcamp here in Berlin. That's for my engineering, from my engineering office, for the for team leaders or for all leaders in the electronic development departments. Yeah, maybe it's a team leader or it's a head of electronic development. So it's a barcamp where special topics can be discussed between all the participants. Barcamps are very interesting because it's not a standard conference. It's more a non-conference because we have no people who talk to the participants. We have just the participants who want to discuss their own topics with the other participants of this barcamp. Yeah, and some private things. We will have less vacations as last year. That's for sure. Just in the summer, we have booked 3 weeks at the Baltic Sea to have some time in the summer to relax. And the rest we will use for build up a new terrace. Well, because our youngest kid will go to school in this summer. So we have a school starts party here. And for this, we need a new terrace. So there will be a lot to do this year. At our Christmas vacation, I have reloaded my batteries and I can start over now. I've planned a lot of episodes for this podcast, also for my other podcast, for my German leading leadership podcast. But here I have also a lot of episodes planned. The next episodes will be about simulation. And after that, we will look into the development process of FPGA development. And then we go much more deeper into the FPGA architectures. Yeah, that's all for today. All links and further information can be found at world-of-fpga.com/WFP019. If you found this episode helpful, please rate it on Apple Podcasts and share it with your colleagues and friends. That's the end of today's podcast episode. Thank you for listening and for your attention. So I say goodbye here next time, your David Kirchner.